If someone intends to carry something out before him, for example, an object tied to his cloak in front of him, and the reason he does it is because he wants to guard it, and then what happens is it turns around on him. So let's say he hangs it around his neck, and it turns around, and it comes behind him. In that case over there, Pater, he's exempt from bringing a sin offering if he did it unintentionally, and the reason being that since he intended to carry it in a guarded manner, a well-guarded manner in front of him, and now it's behind him and it's not in a guarded manner, that's not what he intended, and therefore he wouldn't be liable for a sin offering. La'achrav ubolo lefanav, but if it was the other way around, if he like put it behind him, he doesn't really care that it's guarded or not. And now it comes in front of him, and now it is guarded, so now it's like being, you know, it's a higher level, it's a better level. So in that case, chav, he would be obligated, because it comes out that it was better guarded than he intended. Right? So all in his intention. Amazing what a difference intention makes. The MS Amru, in truth, they said, Ha'isha ha'chogeris besinar, that a woman who wears a petticoat, and connected to the petticoat is something that she's carrying, like hung onto the petticoat. And bain mulafaneh, bain mulachriah, whether the thing that she's carrying is in front or behind of the petticoat, attached to the front or the back of it, chayevish, she would be obligated if she carries it out. Shekain roit lios chozer, because the petticoat, it slips around. It doesn't stay in the same place. It goes from front to back. And therefore, when she puts it on, she knows it slips around. And therefore, her intention is for it to she knows that it's going to move from front to back, and therefore she would be liable for a sin offering. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Af mekabla piskin. He said also, the people, messengers who carry the king's couriers, for example, who carry their letters, and the way they used to do it was they used to have a wooden tube, and either they would put it like on a belt in front of them, around their waist or around their neck. And in both of these cases, it was well known that the tube like moved from front to back. It used to slip around. And therefore, since they knew this beforehand, when they put it on, they would be liable for carrying on Shabbos inadvertently, even if they put it in front of them, and while they were carrying it, moved behind them, because they knew, before they started off, they knew that this might happen.